There's so much to see and do in the March edition of Living in Brisbane. Brisbane Metro is enjoying a milestone moment with plans for future expansions to keep Brisbane moving for decades to come. Find out how your local not-for-profit organisation can access grants of up to $10,000 to respond to your community needs. We're tackling black spot intersections and creating congestion-busting clearways to get you home sooner and safer. And don't forget the bucket loads of fun we've got planned for these school holidays. All this and much more in this edition of Living in Brisbane Live.
Hi, it's Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner here. Brisbane Metro has quickly become one of the city's biggest public transport success stories. In its first year, more than 7 million trips have been taken, helping to drive a 27% increase in bus patronage over the last 2 years. With high-capacity metro vehicles, the Adelaide Street Tunnel and new bus network, trips through the CBD are now up to 40% faster. By boosting capacity and reliability, Brisbane Metro is helping to ease congestion and keep Brisbane moving as our city grows.
We're celebrating Brisbane Metro's one-year anniversary, and for good reason. In its first year, Brisbane Metro has delivered more than 6.8 million trips, with residents loving the new way of travelling around our city. The introduction of Metro services forms part of the biggest evolution to Brisbane's bus network in decades, boosting capacity by more than 30 million seats each year. We're working with all levels of government to plan future expansions of Brisbane Metro, including route options, depot planning, and engagement with industry. Plans include expansion in the south to Springwood, the east to Capalabar, the north to Castledine, and an airport metro line. Expanding Brisbane Metro will improve reliability and connectivity of our mass transit network by delivering high capacity and high frequency services, connecting key precincts with our suburbs, and providing more travel options to keep Brisbane moving for decades to come.
Brisbane Metro has some impressive stats already. More than 6.8 million trips have been taken on the M1 and M2. That's made up of more than 4.7 million trips on the M2, which is a 46% increase on the service it replaced. And on the M1, there's been more than 2.09 million trips since June, which is a 43% increase on previous routes. M1 and M2 metro services are just the first stage of Brisbane Metro, laying the foundations for better public transport right across Queensland.
We want to help bring your community idea to life. Applications open for the Lord Mayor's Better Suburbs Grants Community Support category on Monday, the 23rd of March. There is up to $10,000 available for local, not-for-profit organisations to respond to community needs. Last financial year, 48 organisations were awarded over $399,000 to fund their projects, including Peyton Park Native Nursery in the Gap, who received over $4,000 to install cladding and new shelves in their greenhouse. Playlab received over $9,000 to deliver free playwriting workshops for school-aged children at the Seven Hills Hub. Brisbane Netball Association in Chermside received $10,000 to replace goalposts on grass courts. Search Community Grants on our website for eligibility criteria and instructions on how to apply.
The Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust is proud to support local grassroots charities making a difference in our community. Through annual grant rounds and special festive initiatives, the Trust helps provide essentials, meals, and joy to those who need it the most. From Easter egg donations to Christmas toys and meal service grants, the Trust works to ensure Brisbane's most vulnerable feel supported all year round. Want to learn more or get involved? Visit lmct.org.au for details on upcoming grant rounds and ways you can help.
We're tackling black spot intersections that need safety upgrades to get you home sooner and safer. Intersections in Fortitude Valley, Morningside and Gumdale have recently received improvements, including new turning lanes, more pedestrian islands, bigger median strips, better signage and clearer traffic signals. Funded by the Australian Government, these works deliver safety upgrades to meet the demands of our growing city. The final projects in Fortitude Valley, Spring Hill and Salisbury will complete this financial year's work in Brisbane as part of the Black Spots program.
Brisbane is one of Australia's fastest growing capital cities, and we're working to help deliver new homes sooner. Our low medium density residential zone review will unlock up to an additional 6,000 new homes by 2032, with changes to building heights, lot sizes, parking, and approval processes. This will boost the number of new townhouses, duplexes, units, and smaller homes in suburbs with high frequency transport and local shops and services, while protecting the character of our neighbourhoods. We're also bringing new life to underused areas through our Suburban Renewal Precincts program, which will create opportunities for new homes and jobs in Alderley, Mount Gravatt, Stones Corner, Wynnum, and more. To find out more, visit our website and search More Homes Sooner or Suburban Renewal.
We're extending Clearway operating hours on two key corridors to improve traffic flow during peak periods and keep Brisbane moving. These corridors are Abbotsford Road in Bowen Hills, between Edmundston Road and Sandgate Road, Lutwyche Road between Northeast Street, Windsor, and Kedron Park Road, Lutwyche. These roads are vital transport links carrying up to 60,000 vehicles each day, making them important links for commuters and freight. These changes will help future-proof our transport network for our growing city, improve travel time, and make it easier for you to get where you need to be sooner and safer.
There's so much happening over the next few weeks, so get out your diary and pop these free and affordable events in. Join the epic celebration of cycling at the Brisbane Cycling Festival from the 16th of March till the 12th of April. There are more than 60 events and activities for all ages, including the Tour de Brisbane. Explore more than 100 events at the World Science Festival from the 20th to the 29th of March, including hands-on experiments, thought-provoking talks, and dazzling performances in this celebration of science, art, and innovation for all ages. Learn about our iconic gum species at Gumfest on the 22nd of March at the Brisbane Botanic Gardens in Mount Cutha. These Australian beauties support amazing wildlife, and you'll learn so much with guided walks, workshops, wildlife encounters, and activities for all ages.
Ole!
Brisbane Fiesta Latina is back on the 28th of March, bringing a colourful fiesta of activities including folkloric dance, live music, traditional cuisine, arts and crafts, workshops, and kids' activities. Blue Water Festival at Mora Park in Shorncliffe is on the 2nd and 3rd of April. Enjoy a relaxing afternoon by the water at this iconic local event, which has live music, rides, markets, food and drink trucks, and fireworks. For more events happening in Brisbane, head to our website.
In local news, did you know you can dispose of pool and cleaning chemicals, smoke detectors, insect sprays, herbicides, and weed killers during free hazardous waste drop-off days at Council's resource recovery centres? Mark these dates on your calendar. 6th of June at Fernie Grove, 5th of September at Chandler, and 5th of December at Nudgee. Planting more trees helps make Brisbane's lifestyle even better by adding shade to streets in your local neighbourhood. Join us at Trevorton Drive Park in Bridgman Downs from 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday the 28th of March. Enjoy a sausage sizzle and take home a free native plant for your garden. Search Brisbane Trees on our website for more information. We've made it easier to leave your car at home with a new 600-metre shared path between Schneider Road Eagle Farm and Viola Place Brisbane Airport, improving connectivity along the Moreton Bay Cycleway. This project is proudly supported by the Queensland Government's Cycle Network Local Government Grants Program.
There's more to see and do these Easter school holidays with hundreds of free and affordable family activities. There are more than 70 free, active and healthy sessions scheduled for kids, as well as plenty of free activities at our 33 libraries. The Lord Mayor's Children's Programme at Brisbane City Hall presents the Common People Family Challenge on Wednesday, 8th of April, and My Big Top Circus Family on Monday, 13th of April. There are two shows each day and bookings are a must. While visiting City Hall, take the kids to the Museum of Brisbane to reach new heights on a free clock tower tour. Find out if plants feel the cold at Brisbane Botanic Gardens at Mount Cutha, with autumn hub activities throughout the holidays. For more information, search school holidays on our website.
River Stage, Brisbane's iconic open-air venue, is the ultimate destination for live music this month. Pop fans can relive the magic with the return of Big Time Rush on the 20th of March, while Magnolia Park brings indie vibes before Baby Metal and Bloody Wood deliver a powerhouse metal spectacle on the 22nd of March. Nestled riverside in the lush City Botanic Gardens, River Stage offers an unbeatable experience where world-class acts meet Brisbane's vibrant atmosphere. Grab your friends, soak up the river views, and make March a month of music you'll never forget. Tickets are selling fast, so secure yours now and be part of the action. Visit ticketmaster.com.au.
We're giving away a double pass to the Aboriginal Comedy All-Stars on the 2nd or 3rd of May and a double pass to Frocking Hilarious on the 16th of May at Brisbane Powerhouse as part of the Brisbane Comedy Festival. To enter, visit our website and search Living in Brisbane Competition. Entries close at 5pm on Friday, the 20th of March.
You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day living in Brisbane.